Hubbub? Hospital hubbub. Hospital hubbub. Hubbub, hubbub, hubbub.
Hubbub radio.
Hubbub, hubbub, hubbub. Hospital hubbub.
Hubbub radio.
Hubbub. Hospital hubbub.
Hospital hubbub.
Radio.
Hospital hubbub radio.
This is the hospital hubbub.
Hello, I'm Clover. I'm 9, nearly 10. When I first arrived at hospital, everything was just so different. The hospital feels different, it looks different, it sounds different, things can taste different, and certainly smells different. You're about to hear four pupils at the hospital school, Josh, Bailey May, Tayden, and Evie, talking about this. First of all, Josh reflects on how different home and hospital smell. Apparently, his home has a particular smell.
The smell in my house smells like my dog a bit. His name's Frank. He's a bulldog. I like playing with him. He's very hyperactive. He chases the football around and he heads it. Like, rolls it with his head. He chews a lot of things. He chews my Xbox remote. I just came home and found it on the floor.
And there may not be the smell of Xbox remote eating dogs at hospital, but Josh notices one very strong smell, which is...
the hand gel. It's just very strong. You can smell it quite far away because it's very strong.
Yes, I noticed that too.
I think you have to put it on every time you go into like a room and like come out. You have to put it on from the box thingy on the walls. It dries really quick.
Then there's the smell of food. We hear the sound of the trolley bringing the meals along the corridors and into the wards.
The patients get their lunch at 12, but the teachers here have to wait till 12:30, so it makes them all hungry. Juliet, this is Juliet. She's a teacher from here.
At 12 o'clock, I'm always hungry, and if I'm working with a patient at 12 o'clock, my tummy will start rumbling because I'll smell the food on the trolleys. So you don't want a lesson with me at 12, Josh.
I like the smell of fish and chips because it's my favourite food.
We're having it tonight.
It's my treat.
Bailey may like fish and chips, but my favourite food has to be mozzarella. I would ask for bags of it and bags of it just for my birthday. And for Josh, when he enters the hospital, there is a particular touch he always notices.
The touch I have in the lift is the numbers in the lift, so I touch the button at lower ground one usually, but sometimes the level zero button. There's lots of signs in the lift, so if you're new to the hospital, then look at those and it'll help you lots.
Tayden remembers the feeling of making mud rock at the hospital school.
School at the hospital, we do art. And I made a car. I made a car out of mud rock. It feels so watery when we put the mud rock in water.
Mud rock is like plaster of Paris to help build around things. It's really fun to play with. So you have a certain object and then you cover it in mud rock to make the shape you want. I agree with Tayden. It feels quite watery and quite rough, but when you press it down, it just feels smooth. I have made a pair of ballet shoes and a mountain scene with a train track going through it. Bailey May loves touching her cuddly blanket, whether she is at home or in the hospital. The blanket's name is Ellie. She says it was originally her brother's blanket.
This is my brother's blanket and it's super soft. I always bring it into the hospital. It's called Ellie. Sometimes I wrap it around me and sometimes I cuddle it. And I cuddle it at night time so I don't lose it. But sometimes it falls off the bed and then I fall off the bed.
Did your brother give it to you because you liked it?
No, because he's a baby.
Oh, I see.
I just nicked it. I still got it.
Bailey May has her blanket, but I have my bunny, my little bunny that I call Nunu. She's only got stuffing in her head, so she's really, really floppy. I've chewed a hole in her ear, so there's a giant hole in her ear. I always have her next to me, cuddled up with me, because I can't sleep without her. When thinking about the sounds that remind us of home, Josh hears his dog.
The sound in my house when I walk in is the dog barking. He barks with happiness instead of trying to scare us away. He barks very loud as well when he can't get his own way. Sometimes when we don't let him have, like, a football, he'll bark. Some of them he does chew. So some of the footballs are really flat. We can't use, so we give them to the dog.
And for Evie, the main sound at home is one very noisy brother. She hears him wherever she is in the house.
The floorboards creak because my brother runs around the house. He's six.
And like all younger brothers,
he doesn't stop talking.
And it's always on one subject.
Talks about superheroes. Spider-Man, Batman, I don't know. Captain America, Hawkeye.
We are all aware of lots of noises in the hospital, and at first many of them sound very different to what we're used to.
The sound I hear the buzzer in the hospital is really loud. So if people need, like, a drink, let's say, they can ask the nurses for a drink and they get a drink.
In the hospital, I hear beeping from the machine.
Beep, 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 beep. So when it's, like, finished, it'd start beeping and the teachers have to go and get, a nurse. And then 2 minutes after, it'd beep again.
The nurses come to check it. I think they have to change it.
I had a machine on my hand and it made a buzzing noise. It went on for a long time.
In the hospital, I can hear crying. I go outside and I hear birds tweeting. That's my favourite sound. They make me feel happy. Trees, leaves, grass.
So Bailey May loves the sound of nature, and Tayden knows exactly what sound he would love to hear.
I like dinosaurs. This is the sound that dinosaurs make.
Rawr! Rawr! Rawr!
And then there's taste. Josh is in no doubt what his favourite is.
My favourite taste in the hospital is macaroni cheese, because it's very tasty and very cheesy. My favourite food when I'm at home is macaroni cheese. It tastes quite cheesy. They're much the same between home and hospital. There's no difference. Yeah, it's nice.
I'm not a macaroni cheese fan. I don't really like it at all. But they do the most amazing chocolate chip muffin. Whenever they're on the menu, I literally scream my head off. I'm so excited about it. I've got one for lunch tomorrow, actually. And what about sight? We haven't talked about that yet.
First thing when I walk into my house, I see pictures. And where my family, which is nice. Like groups, but some of them are single. There's pictures of me as a baby laid down. My nan and gramp and my dog and my brother and sister.
My favourite colour is red, pink and purple because my mum likes them and she told me to have them. They make me feel happy.
I understand about Bailey May liking nice colours because it makes you feel more at home when you're at hospital. But I'm not fussy of what colours are around me. Just as long as my room is nice and jazzy and covered in decorations. I have jazzy decorations in hospital and at home as well. I have fairy lights around my room and usually I have a big name. Sometimes, depending on what time of the year it is, I might have Christmas decorations, birthday decorations. Josh says that when he first comes back into hospital, he notices the uniforms and the different types of clothes on the doctors and nurses.
My main doctor, a consultant, he wears a tie. And then the nurses on the ward, they all wear, like, blue. Some of the other doctors wear more of a suit, more than a tie.
When Josh sees this, he has one strong feeling.
They make me feel safe because I know they're going to make me better.
You've been listening to Josh, Bailey May, Tayden, Evie, Juliet, and me, Clover. And this is Hospital Hubbub.